8:20, and we have a guest, Angela Hippin with Community Connections. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for stopping by. I got a number of things to talk about with Community Connections, which, you know, we have you guys in monthly, but let's give us the 30-second spiel on exactly what Community Connections is for those that might not know.
Well, Community Connections has been around for, oh my gosh, I think over 35 years we've had now in the community, and we're just a social impact agency, and we look for, like, things that gaps in the community and try to create programs for them. And we've had the mentoring program for over 20 years.
Right.
And so that's what I'm involved with. But we like to support each other within all of our departments there. So we have our prescription drug collection that happens. It's moving to Baumgars.
That's right.
Third Saturday of every month. So the next one's coming up too. And that's from 11 to 1. And then, so we have our substance abuse prevention program, and we also have our tobacco-free Lincoln County program there, too, as well.
How long have you been involved with Community Connections?
9 years.
Okay. All right.
I believe. Yeah.
Could it, long enough, you know everything about it.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
I think so. Well, that's first off, that prescription collection is, then that's next Saturday the 19th, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and then those are moved to Baumgars now.
This is officially now going to be at Baumgars. We're so thankful to them for providing us the space.
So if you have any sort of unused prescriptions, old ones, or just ones that you don't need anymore, get them out of your medicine cabinet.
Yeah, this is the safe and proper way to dispose of them. And we do this in partnership with law enforcement locally and medical professionals. We are one of the longest running prescription drug collection in the state of Nebraska.
Wow, that's awesome. And I mean, obviously pretty important, because those can get in the wrong hands. And if you put them in the trash, they could still get in the wrong hands.
Yes, absolutely. And we do provide like lock boxes. So if you've got little kids, or you know, you've just got somebody, you know, more people in your house that you just want to make sure you've got your prescriptions locked up so they don't get into like little kids' hands, and or you know, sometimes people who are experimenting, or this is a nice way to just keep them safe.
The next one again will be August 19th. You guys also have your Doggy Dash race coming up in exactly a month.
Yes, it's our annual event. It's something we look forward to every year. We just love doing it. So, and we do that in partnership with the Platte River Fitness Series.
Right.
And I think we're the only race in the fitness series that you can run with your dog.
You run with your dog. And yes. Where do you run at?
What's at the Cody Park.
At Cody Park. Mm-hmm. All right. So bring your dog out and get signed up for that. I assume they can get signed up through the fitness series.
Yes. You can sign up there. You can stop by our office and pick up. You can even come day of and register. Pre-registration or day of registration starts at 7:45 a.m. with our first 1 mile event starts at 8:45. So
it's a 1 mile and a 5K?
Yep.
Very good. That'll be a month from today, September 9th, there at Cody Park. I assume proceeds go to benefit your guys' all the programs you do.
Yes, it does. And I always like to just remind people, you don't have to have a dog to be involved. I know my dog would not make it.
Yeah, I'm not sure mine would either. She's getting old. So
yeah. But it's still a lot of fun to come out and just see all the other dogs there. And we do prizes for like the best dressed dog and the biggest pack. So get a bunch of your friends together and go for that biggest pack.
There you go. Doggy Dash coming up again in September 9th. And of course, one of the things that benefits is one of the big things you guys do with mentoring, your mentoring program.
Yeah. We've been doing that for over 20 years, and we basically just pair up youth in our community with an adult mentor. It's a really healthy part of life that kids need to have supportive adult role models for them and people outside of their family structure that can, you know, be a support system to them.
You know, and I think a lot of times we think of maybe troubled youth or youth without a two parent system, or maybe not even a one parent system. But even if they have two loving parents, sometimes they just need a mentor that's not necessarily their parents, and there's nothing wrong with that. I know of people that have had that before, and they benefited both sides from it greatly.
Right. I always, you know, remember that when my kids were younger, I remember them saying things like, you have to say that, you're my mom, you know?
Right.
And whenever somebody else would, you know, kind of give them compliments or pour into them and say, you're really good at this, like, it really made an impact on them. And I think that really is what made me realize, like, how important having other people, you know, that can support my kids was. So,
yeah, absolutely. So if you know of a child that needs would be great for signing up, what's the best way to get a child signed up for this?
Well, you can go to our website, and there's a link on there that you can go to. I encourage people to go to their school counselor, all the school counselors in North Platte, and hopefully in Lincoln County included, can get you connected with me. So,
and if you want to be a mentor yourself, or a mentee, I guess, or mentor, mentor. I'm sure you're always looking for those.
Yes, always, and it's a great way to get involved in the community too, because we try to get, you know, try to keep connected with a lot of other programs that are going on, and we volunteer for other groups. We do a lot of partnership with Hope Esperanza. So it's a really great way to just meet a lot of people.
Talking with Angela Hipp from Community Connections again, and one final event that we're going to have Yoko back in tomorrow to talk about, but the International Bazaar is coming up next weekend.
Yeah, it's really coming fast.
It is, yeah. I had to think about that, but yeah, that's only 11 days away.
Yes, and we're looking for some volunteers to help with us that day. We just need some people to, you know, just be available. We got a couple volunteer positions, so if anybody's interested in coming out and helping with that, they can reach out to me as well, if it's even for an hour or a couple hours to help with setup or... there's just a lot going on there. Yoko's done an amazing job.
How many years has she done this? Do you know?
This is the third one.
Third. Okay. Yeah. I knew it was at least two. And where do they hold that at?
This one's going to be at the DNN Event Center.
Okay.
Starts at 11 a.m., goes till 6 p.m.
Yeah. And this will be a fun event, a multicultural festival celebrating all sorts of cultures and everything involved with them. And that's a great thing. Bring your kids out. Teach them something.
Definitely a great thing for kids to come to. Really, I think people are going to be fascinated to see the diversity that's represented just in our community.
Yeah, exactly. So that's going down again on the Sunday, the August 20th. If they want to be a volunteer, how can they reach out to you?
They can call me. They can call Yoko. My number is 696-0975. You can find us in the downtown branch of Nebraska Land Bank.
Okay, very good. Community Connections, Angela Hipp here with us this morning. Anything else you want to mention this morning?
Just thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming in. Go enjoy the low 80-degree day here. It's going to be nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, hopefully those hold on for a little while longer. Yeah. And, you know, we should mention school starting. So, obviously, keep an eye on your kids. You know, once school's made, stresses get involved. And so maybe, I think that's a good reminder, and stresses for adults, too. But, you know, if things aren't starting out with school so well, maybe think about the mentorship program. It might be something to just give them a little bit of a break and forget about school for a little while and talk to somebody that's not their adult or parent. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. We think this is a great, we do a couple of things that really get kids involved in just learning how to build some skills for them as well. So if they're struggling in school or struggling to make friends, I think it's a great way to get them connected. So,
well, yeah, school starts tomorrow, so get ready for that.
Yeah.
It's all here. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Angela. As always, good to talk to you.
Thank you.